facts are generally in an indictment. So assume that's the worst case for Trump, and let's stand for what we actually believe. If you believe those are politicized charges, then actually say so, and it should be an easy decision, Laura, to say on January 20th, 2025, we will issue a pardon. And I understand it would be more convenient for all of us, myself included, if Donald Trump were not in this race. But that's not how I want to win. The way that we actually should run elections in this country is that the people of the country get to decide who actually governs, not some federal administrative police state. What I will say, Laura, though, is at least give credit to Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson for being clear about where they stand, even though I strongly disagree with them. Both came back with responses in the negative. What I'm more frustrated by in our party, I think, is the absence of willingness to take a stand, which is actually what we heard from the vacillations amongst much of the rest of the field. My view is I would rather speak truth at every step and forget about who wins the election. Let's speak truth rather than to play some political snakes and ladders. And I think that's something that our GOP and our movement needs to graduate from.
More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, Steve Cortez, national spokesman for the Never Back Down PAC. They are supporting Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, is going to be in our state on Saturday, the Corley Ranch up in Gardnerville. That's going to be fun. That's going to be loads of fun. The 8th annual Basque Fry Adam Laxalt will be there, and Mark Amaday will be there, and a whole bunch of folks. And it's really just a fun, fun time at a beautiful, beautiful ranch setting. Stay with us. Steve Cortez will explain what it's all about and talk about the candidacy of Ron DeSantis. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Meteorologist Matt Mosier with the Storm Prediction Center says the biggest weather threat today will be in Oklahoma.
We're talking about the potential for some very healthy and robust storms capable of gusts, strong gusts up to hurricane force and hail. We're talking 2 to 3 inches in diameter. So it's destructive winds and destructive hail.
The National Weather Service says the storms that began earlier this week will persist in the southeast on into the weekend. Also at townhall.com, Americans spent more at retailers last month. Despite pressure from still high inflation and rising borrowing costs, the Commerce Department reporting retail sales rose 0.3% from April to May. Senator Marco Rubio says it makes no sense to prosecute former President Trump, even if he broke the letter of the law by storing classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate.
Prosecutions are a choice. There's something called prosecutorial discretion. For example, people that burned down federal buildings or tried to and rioted in the District of Columbia, the prosecutors here decided not to prosecute those people, and that happened at the state level across the country as well.
Senator Rubio says the indictment of the former president has already done far more damage to the country than any harm caused by the former president's removal of the documents. Rubio was interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show. One of the longest-held inmates on Florida's death row is set to be executed this evening for two 1984 slayings. Dwayne Owens scheduled to receive a lethal injection at Florida State Prison for the March 1984 stabbing death of a 14-year-old babysitter and the hammer attack 2 months later on a mother of two, both attacks in Florida's Palm Beach County. Stocks finishing higher. All three major indexes up more than 1% today. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. It's 104. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The parade to celebrate the Vegas Golden Knights Stanley Cup Championship is now set. The procession will begin at the Excalibur parking lot Saturday night at 6, with the team heading north on Frank Sinatra Drive, eventually ending up on Las Vegas Boulevard near Flamingo, where the actual parade will begin at 7. The celebration will then head south on Las Vegas Boulevard. When it hits Tropicana, the parade will make a U-turn and head back north, eventually ending up at T-Mobile Arena. Both sides of Las Vegas Boulevard are going to be closed during the parade. Once at T-Mobile, a fan rally is going to happen at Toshiba Plaza, which is expected to begin about 9 o'clock. Go, Knights, go. Yeah, the Stanley Cup champs. The bill to provide up to $380 million in public funding for a Las Vegas ballpark for the Oakland A's is now headed to Governor Lombardo's desk. The action comes after the State Assembly approved an amended version of Senate Bill 1, which was then accepted by the Nevada Senate. The A's are now asking for up to $380 million in public funding to help build their 30,000-seat ballpark. KMCQ satellite weather, a 40% chance of rain today, high of 95, low of 76. It's 91 degrees right now in Las Vegas.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch out for crashes right now. Las Vegas Boulevard at Silverado Ranch. Sunset at Eastern. Got a fender bender Valley View at Twain. And expect some heavy volumes both directions through that Tropicana construction zone. Northbound 15 at Sunset, southbound 15 at Sahara.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. We got a parade coming on Saturday night. We're going to be talking about that. We've got a new Major League Baseball stadium. We're going to be talking about that. Really, a lot of good stuff is happening. And coming up on Saturday, it's the 8th Annual Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville up in northern Nevada. This is the 8th annual. I've attended, I believe, 4 of them, and they are so much fun. They really honestly are. Steve Cortez is a national spokesman for the Never Back Down Pack. He joins us now. Steve, how you doing? It's been a while.
Hey, I'm great. Yes, thank you for having me again. And I'm thrilled to get to my first Basque Fry. And I've been to southern Nevada, to your neck of the woods, quite a lot. I have never been to the Tahoe area, so I can't wait to get there. Can't wait to meet all the Patriots. And from what I hear, enjoy some fantastic food.
I know that the time was when you supported former President Donald J. Trump. You are supporting, with this PAC, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
Right.
And in an op-ed, you say, quote, he represents the best possible option to win the presidency in 2024 and to govern as a highly capable, patriotic, populist leader. What are some of these qualities that you have seen in Ron DeSantis that has made you essentially switch candidates?
Sure. And let me just say, you know, for me, this was a major switch, not something I took lightly or decided flippantly, but, you know, only through very careful study, because it was my honor to work for President Trump. It's been most of my professional life for the last 7 years has been advocating for him. So, again, I didn't come to this lightly, but I really believe that my first loyalty lies to the country and to the movement. And when I look at the string of recent election losses, 2018, 2020, 2022, I don't believe we're losing because we have the wrong agenda. I think America is a center-right country, that we have the wrong tactics and, in many cases, the wrong leadership. And then when I look at the exception to that, you know, who's been winning? Who's putting points on the board? Who's winning in a landslide election? It's Ron DeSantis and what he's doing in the state of Florida, a place that used to be a swing state. So when I look at him and when I look at how conservatively he has governed, again, somebody who barely won in 2018, but nonetheless took that mandate and governed as a highly effective conservative, protecting the children of Florida, taking on some of the most powerful corporate interests in the state of Florida, creating a place that was a beacon of sanity and actual science during the lunatic lockdowns. You know, when I look at that record, and when I view this young man, this really political dynamo, and the kind of intellect and character and temperament he has, I believe that he is the natural next leader of the America First movement, and I believe he can take that Florida success and translate it nationally. And I hope he convinces Nevadans on Saturday. And we're going to be spending a lot of time in that, in your state, very, very important, very early state. And believe me, we're going to do everything we can to earn the vote of every Nevadan.
Steve, one of the things I like about Ron DeSantis, much the way I like Donald J. Trump, is that these are two candidates who won't just promise I'll do X, Y, and Z. They actually have done X, Y, Z, and beyond. They have proven that they fulfill their campaign promises. Talk a little bit about some of the challenges that Ron DeSantis faced and the solutions that he came up with in Florida.
Sure. Absolutely. So, you know, for example, Disney is the company in this Florida. Well, you know, that's really true of America generally, but particularly the state of Florida. And Disney tried to flex its corporate muscle and tried to insert itself into a dialogue where it really had no business over whether or not highly sexualized, really perverse curriculum should be aimed at very young children in the public schools of Florida. Now, the people of Florida, via their legislature, via electing Ron DeSantis, decided overwhelmingly that no, they do not want that, that it's totally inappropriate, that these children should not be subjected to that kind of sexualized indoctrination. Disney decided, though, that, again, it wanted to flex its corporate muscle and impose its will. And companies have been very successful, unfortunately, in doing that in many places, but not in Ron DeSantis, Florida. Ron DeSantis said, wait a second, you know, the people rule this state. You're a part of the state, Walt Disney, but you don't get to determine what happens here and what happens with the minds of young children. And so I think that's just one example. It's a very prominent example, but just one example of the many fights that Ron DeSantis has been willing to take on and win on our behalf. And by the way, in doing so, he's proven himself to be enormously popular. I mentioned he barely won the election in 2018 for governor. In 2020, he won by almost 20%. He won by over 19% in what was a quintessential swing state of Florida. It's really not anymore. He's really turned it very ruby red Republican. And again, when I look at the scenario politically, Kevin, when I look nationally and when I lament the losing that we Republicans have become too accustomed to in recent cycles, when I look at that scenario and say, wait a second, who's winning? Who's putting points on the board? Who's getting policy wins and who's winning a massive mandate from the people of Florida, you know, including constituencies who didn't previously necessarily vote Republican? For example, Miami-Dade County, which is by far the biggest county in Florida, urban, very diverse place. Ron DeSantis in 2018, he got clobbered there. He lost by 21%, which is kind of normal, unfortunately, for a lot of Republicans, right, to lose those urban and suburban areas. But fast forward 4 years later in 2022, he won it by 10%. You know, again, an urban and really diverse, very, very Hispanic County. He went 31 points in his favor in just 4 years through really competent, effective governance. That tells me that this is the kind of man that we need in the Oval Office, and that he can fix so much of what is alien in this country because of Joe Biden. So I think he can both win, and then once he wins, I think he can govern effectively.
Again, Steve Cortez joining us. He is a national spokesman for the Never Back Down PAC. And just so people understand, a PAC is not connected directly to a candidate, but in this particular case, this PAC supports Ron DeSantis. Is that a good way of explaining it?
That is it. Yes, exactly. So Political Action Committee, and by the way, for most sort of regular folks who aren't full-time in the game of politics the way I am, it's kind of a distinction without a difference, right? Because we're effectively doing a lot of the same things that the campaign is doing. However, the difference with PACs is we cannot coordinate with the candidate. We can take unlimited contributions, disclosable, has to be fully divulged. And by the way, every politician does this. I mean, this is nothing unique, of course, to Ron DeSantis. As a matter of fact, I used to work for President Trump's PAC. But we can, when I say we can't coordinate with the candidate, that doesn't mean we can't do events with him. So, for example, he and I are clearly going to be physically together on Saturday at Corley Ranch. We can do those kinds of public things. What can't happen is we can't have private conversations or private meetings where we in the PAC are effectively scheduling or strategizing with the candidate directly. Those are prohibited.
I want to ask you, because this is not your first political rodeo, and I look at polling that shows Donald Trump with 39%, DeSantis with 24%, Nikki Haley with 4%, Ramaswamy with 1%, Tim Scott and Mike Pence at 4%. How do you overcome this overwhelming lead by Trump, and is it going to happen overnight, or is it going to happen gradually?
No, I think gradually. Listen, we are prepared for a marathon. We are mentally and financially prepared for the long haul in this race. And Donald Trump has been the dominant figure in Republican politics for years. I know that better than anybody. So it's not easy taking him on. And I'll be the first to concede we have wood to chop. Okay, we are clearly right now chasing him, and he is the front runner. Now, having said that, we are also very clearly in second place, and that really has not been very close. So I do firmly believe that it is a two-person race. It's a two-candidate race at this point. So how do we close that gap? I think, number one, a lot of people outside of Florida don't really know the Ron DeSantis story yet. Once we tell them that story, I think they're going to be unbelievably impressed with this man, somebody who came from a blue-collar background and through grits and smart and athletics and intellect, got himself to the Ivy League where he played baseball, went to Harvard Law School, then joined the military instead of joining a big New York law firm and making a lot of money, went to serve the United States and wear our uniform and got deployed overseas, then a congressman, then I think the most successful governor in America. So I think once we tell that story and show who he is, I think that will attract a lot of people. But number two, and I think this is also important, I think we need to realize, Kevin, even for those of us who admire President Trump, and look, I worked for him in two election cycles, okay, and I can appreciate and I do appreciate and admire what he did for this country, and he did some great things. I can also be very honest about where he fell short. The reality is both Biden and Trump are deeply unpopular politicians. That's not my opinion. A recent poll by ABC Ipsos showed 31% approval for Biden, 31% approval for Trump. That's a dreadful number for both of them, okay? So I firmly believe, Kevin, that the American people do not want this rematch, that we are better than a rematch of two aged and very unpopular politicians, the same slate that we had in 2020 that we could potentially have in 2024. So how do we break that political logjam? How do we provide the Americans with a new choice? I think it's Ron DeSantis, and I'm going to work very hard, and again, cognizant that we have work to do, we have ground to make up, but I'm not afraid of that. I jumped on Team Trump back in 2015 when it sure didn't look like he could win, and I was willing to bet on this, at the time, long shot, outsider candidate. He became president of the United States. I think I'm making the same kind of play now, and I'm going to work my tail off to make that happen.
Let me ask you, Steve, I'm not sure where this came from, but in the media, there was kind of an undercurrent for a while that DeSantis was dull, that he wasn't very lifelike, that he was just kind of a paper cutout. Can you know the guy. Is he a fun guy? Would he be a guy that you'd like to go out and have a couple of beers with?
Listen, absolutely. I mentioned that he played college baseball. He was the captain of his team. Right? You don't get to be the captain of the team. Number one, you have to be obviously good and serious about the work to do. In that case, playing the game of baseball. But number two, you have to be likable, and people have to rally to your leadership. Now, listen, he's not the kind of bombastic entertainer that Donald Trump is. Okay. And by the way, I don't say that necessarily as a pejorative for Trump. I mean, there are, it's a big part of the reason he became president of the United States is he was an absolutely masterful TV personality, right? And so I give him credit for that. Ron DeSantis is very different. He's far more, though, of a disciplined and focused person. In my view, Trump was the disruptor that we needed. He was exactly the disruptor we needed in 2020. But he fell short a lot of the times when it came to implementation and when it came to the sometimes monotonous business of governing. For example, he never got the wall built. Massive failure, right? It was his signature promise. Had a Republican Congress, did not get it done. I believe Ron DeSantis, if he tells us we're going to get that wall built, you are going to get that wall built. Now, he may not be as entertaining along the way as Donald Trump, but I think he's going to be way more effective at actually delivering on his promises.
I want to ask you about this particular race. What is the path to victory? Is it camping out in New Hampshire or camping out in Iowa? Are you putting a one-state solution or a two-state solution? Or maybe is Nevada going to figure into that as well?
No, listen, I think Nevada certainly figures in. And, you know, particularly as your audience well knows, with the changes in Nevada, switching over to primary preference system, we are right now most focused on the first four states. And I think we're honestly equally focused on all of them. And thankfully, we have the resources, the people, the funds to do so. So with the first four states being Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. And we have boots on the ground in all of those states. We have an extensive, you know, both volunteer and paid workforce that is already knocking on doors, delivering the message. We're starting to get, you know, pretty aggressively to the airwaves as well, you know, digital, traditional TV, all of that, you know, and then, of course, the in-person campaigning. And as I said, you're going to be seeing and hearing a lot from the DeSantis camp, from the candidate himself, of course, the governor, but also from folks like me who are advocating for him. We are paying a lot of attention to Nevada. We know that it's a critical swing state in the general election, and we think it could be very critical in these early goings. And I personally, Kevin, hope to get there quite a lot, because one of the things I did very successfully for President Trump was outreach to Hispanic voters, and Nevada being a very Hispanic state, I plan on doing everything I can to earn those votes and to reach out to Hispanics and let them know who this governor is, because he did unbelievably well among Hispanics in Florida. I think that can translate into Nevada as well, and we're sure gonna do everything possible to make that a reality.
It's the 8th annual Basque Fry, and my understanding, Steve, and you correct me if I'm wrong, there are still tickets remaining, are there not?
Yes, I think it is almost sold out, so don't delay if folks can get there. And the link, I put it on my social media, my latest post on my Twitter, for example. I'm at Cortez E, Cortez with an S. I have the link there, but I think there are just a few spots left, so don't delay. Would love to meet any Nevada Patriots who are out there on Saturday.
And one more time for that link that you've got on your website.
So my Twitter is at Cortez Steve, at Cortez, Cortez with an S, Cortez Steve, and the link is up there, the Eventbrite link to take you to the Bass Fry tickets.
Steve, you're going to have so much fun. I am so excited that you're going to be there. You're going to be a part of it. Thanks so much, and I know we'll talk again soon. Nevada is an important state for the campaign, and I know I'm going to see you down here when you get here. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
There you go. Steve Cortez, national spokesman for the Never Back Down PAC. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All personal injury attorneys are not the same. Sure, we all claim to do the same things, but that's where the similarities between Lerner & Rowe and all other law firms end. Lerner & Rowe was recently named the second most influential law firm in the country, and we've collected billions of dollars for our clients, with over $1 billion in the last 5 years alone. If you want real results after you've been hurt in a car wreck, call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country.